going to begin to get to know our RMC family a little bit better. Some of you got maybe a little nervous when I said that I was going to ask you to share. So Julie goes, maybe explain a little better what you're thinking. I think the way that we get to know each other a little bit better is when we understand each other's story. We understand the things that you're going through and the struggles. And before I go any further, sorry, thank you, our teachers, Rebecca. If you are third, fourth, and fifth grade, go with Miss Rebecca. If you're second grade and below, go with Miss Donna. And they've got the kids' stuff, what's in the Bible, in the back there. And have a good time back there. And we appreciate them leading in that way. So I wanted us to begin to get to know each other. And at the end of the service, during the fellowship time at the end, a brother came up and said, I'll be your first. I'd love to share. And I thought, cool. So I can't wait till tonight after service and somebody comes up and says, I'll be your second. And you'll be on. But we want to get to know each other and how God has made a difference in your life, and have you share that story with us and do it in such a way that we can connect with you personally. And I want to do that. So Jim has said that he would love to share his story. So I've invited Jim up here. And Jim, come up and share with us your story, which is really God's story in you. And it's yours.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. So my name is Jim Lawson, and we've been in Germany for about 18 months. My wife, Melissa, and our three younger children, our one oldest, is back in college in the United States. So where do we start? Let me start with a short prayer. Father, give me the words of wisdom that I need to speak tonight. Let me be a source of encouragement, and just whatever anyone needs to hear, either open myself or to be an encouraging word, let it be. Less of me, more of you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So I am a career soldier. I joined the Army when I was 19 years old out of high school in South Louisiana. This line of work is basically all I've ever known since I was a teenager and moved out of my parents' house. 23 years. I met my wife 22 years ago. We met when we were soldiers, young soldiers in Germany, and this is our second time back in Germany. So I had to ask God when we got here, what are we doing back? Is this closure? Is this the end of the circle? And I don't think so, but let me get on with my testimony. I mention that because it's a big part of who I am. Let's fast forward to about 2006. Life was not very good for me. I was a broken man. I don't want to go into too much detail because this is a brief description of who I am, and I would rather focus on Christ and what he's done for me than the devil and the world and my flesh and what that did to me. But I was a broken man coming out of Korea. I developed a very bad alcoholism. When I begged the Army, wherever they were sending me next, because they said, we want to send you back to Iraq again. And I begged my branch manager at that time. I was like, please give me a year to put my life back together. I had spent about 2.5 years on the road without Melissa and the children. Like I said, I was coming out of Korea and developed very bad alcoholism. I had a good friend who was there. We had grown up together in the Army, and he was trying to help me, but I was brutalizing myself. So the Army was gracious enough, and of course that was through God. I know that, and I could only see that through hindsight, but he allowed us to go to Hawaii. For whatever reason, I begged the Army to let me go to Hawaii with my family for a year, and I knew that if I had a year, I could put the pieces back together. I was not a Christian. I was lost, and I was going to hell. And I can say that now. At the time, I probably thought I was a Christian, but I did not have Christ in my life. So in 2006, I was putting together the pieces of my life, but God had bigger plans for me. I got in a very bad car accident, and as part of that car accident, I walked away without a scratch. And Melissa was the very first one to say, it's a miracle. And I can't tell you how many times I was saved in my life up till that point. From just near misses. And I was angry. I was angry with God, but really I was angry at myself because I had not been the husband, the father, the man I wanted to be. I'd had all these dreams as I was growing up. I was going to be this great man, and I wasn't. I was, everything I'd worked for was at best a facade, and I just wasn't where I needed to be. And in that moment, I said, you know what? God, I haven't spoken to you in years, and I don't know where I'm supposed to be, but for whatever reason you've spared me again, I don't understand that, and I must know. I have to know. And at that point, I began to search for God. I don't know how I knew this, but I knew if the only way I would find him is in the gospel. The only way I was going to find him was in the Word of God. And this was actually the book that someone had given me years before, 7 years earlier, when I'd gone to school. In the beginning of this book, there's an inscription, and it's not to me. It's to somebody else who got their lives saved. And they gave it to me, and I didn't read it for 7 years. But I knew when I needed God, and this was going to be the place to find him in the pages of the Bible. So I began to read it, and I didn't understand it. So I went to a chaplain, and I said, can you please explain this to me? And he said, no, I don't believe the same things you do. I can't help you. Which, on one hand, you say, well, that's unfortunate. And on the other hand, it was God's plan. Because I began to, after that car accident, use my wife's truck to get to work. It was raining really bad. I began using a bicycle because I was still scared to go to work in a car. But I began using her truck, and I said, you know what, I don't understand the scripture, but I know there's an AM station out there that teaches good biblical wisdom and teaches the Bible in truth. And I began searching for that station, found it. It was K-Lite out of Hawaii. It ended up being our church after I got saved. I began listening to it in about a month, within the first month of listening to the radio station. I was following along with, you know, Jeff and I talked about it last week. There were really good pastors on there, national pastors back in the U.S. The most important one outside of Chuck Smith, Chuck Swindoll, Charles Stanley, the most important of those guys was Greg Laurie. Greg Laurie runs a sermon. He runs the Harvest Program, and he runs that out of Riverside, California. And one morning, I really enjoyed listening to him. Each morning before I would go into work, I would do physical training. We call that PT in the Army. I would get cleaned up, do hygiene, and then go sit in the car, and I'd listen and follow along in my Bible. And within that month, Greg Laurie gave the Sinner's Prayer. I'd never heard the Sinner's Prayer before. I didn't understand what it was to have a relationship with Christ. But that was the day I met Jesus Christ for the first time in my life. So I sat in this car, my wife's truck, listening to this radio station, and it went sort of like this. Are you tired of being the king of your life? Are you tired of everything you manipulate? Does it just end up being broken and worthless? And it did. And I began to, I'm a very emotional guy. I hide it well, but I'm an emotional guy. I began to weep, and I wept a lot. I knew something was happening to me. And again, it followed along with, are you sorry for your sins? Do you know what you've done? And do you know the impact that you're having on people's lives? And I said, I do. And Christ said, are you ready to change from all that? Are you willing to put me on the throne of your life and follow me? And I remember it very clearly. I said, why would you want me? I'm broken. I'm dirty. The things that I've done, I can't atone for. And he said, but I love you. And it wasn't the hell or the threat of hell, because as a man, I knew that I deserved judgment. But I wasn't prepared for the love of Christ, and I didn't understand how deep the love of Christ was. But in that moment, he said, look, I love you. And if you were the only one, I'd have gone to the cross for you. And I said, you love me that much? And he says, I love you that much. And I said, well, then I give it all to you. From this moment on, I'll invite you into my heart. I will let you, what you did, the finished work on the cross, pay and atone for my sins. Because I know it's enough. I know it is finished. He said, it is finished. He did the work, not me. I didn't have to follow a religion. I just had to follow him. So I opened my heart to him. He forgave me of my sins, and he came in and he dwelled inside of me. And from that moment on, the man, Jim Lawson, who had existed for 32 years up to that point, he died sitting in a car in a parking lot at Fort Shafter, Hawaii. And someone new was created. I'll just finish with three things. One, what did Christ do for me? What did he do for my wife? And what did he do for my children? What did he do for me? He gave me everything. If anyone were to ask me, because I know what the world would say, what's the greatest day of your life? Someone would probably say the day I was married, maybe the birth of my children. The greatest day of my life was that day I died in that car as a man. But I was born again by God. That was the greatest day of my life, because it goes to my wife and my children. Within a week, my wife, she asked me, who are you? What have you done with my husband? And I was like, I can't explain it. And I had this desire to want to go to church, and I had this desire to bring my Bible with me. And this little Bible got worn out, and two other versions got worn out, reading it from cover to cover. And I said, you can have this too. And so I led my wife through the sinner's prayer within that next month, and she gave her life to Christ. And so what has Christ done for me? He's given me everything. He gave me my life back. He didn't take anything away. He allowed me to be the man I was, to keep my job, and to be a minister for him inside the army. He gave me back my wife, and he gave me back my children as soon as I gave them over to him. There's a title Paul always calls himself in the New Testament as a bondservant. And a bondservant is someone, was a slave who had paid his dues back to his master, and his master said, you're free to go. And that's what Christ did for me. He said, you were a slave, you were in bondage, but you're free to go. You don't have to stay here with me. Go. I love you. I free you. Go. And I said, I don't want to go. I want to be with you forever. And he said, you will be. You'll be with me forever. My wife was saved shortly thereafter, and our two oldest children. And so to end off with what Christ has done for us and our family, we were done with children. We were like, nah, we have a boy and a girl. They're both old. We're going to be young retirees, and we're just going to have fun and do our thing. And there's all these things in my life that I opened up to Christ, and there was this one little area where I kept saying no, and I said, I don't want any more kids. But Christ had something better for us. And right before I was getting ready to go to Afghanistan in 2011, I was driving home, looking out at the ocean, and I said, I'm tired of saying no to you in this one area, Lord. I said, I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. I'm saying, if this is your perfect will for our lives, please let it be. So I went home and I spoke to Melissa, and I was like, I think I'd like to have children again if you're open to it. And we just said, God, your will be done. And, you know, she was pregnant 2 weeks later. And we had Selah, and then we had Eve. And when I look back on pictures of our little family with the two older ones, I was like, man, something was missing there. And so God, in so many infinite ways, he's blessed me in this life. He's given me the wife and the children and the career I wanted. But most importantly, he made me the husband and the father and the soldier I always wanted to be. So I just like to end off with a short prayer to the Father and just thank him for what he's done. Father, you are wonderful. You are always faithful. I thank you for everything you've given me in my life and the patience you showed to wait for me. I'm sorry we had to wait so long to be best friends, but you knew the outcome. And thank you for your mercy to always be with me even when I didn't want you. And I'm sorry for that. But Christ has forgiven me from all those things. He lives within me. And I just want to thank you for that, Father. Thank you for saving my family. Thank you for my wonderful children and this wonderful life. And thank you for forever when I'll see you face to face. I hope that message gives you some encouragement today and helps you to understand who I am a little bit better. Thank you.